Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning to talk about the 2013 Food Film Festival, I have the organizers. I have Tracy Gagneau. She is the Community Sustainable Organizer for SES. And I have Andriana Natsoulis, who is the Program Coordinator for Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Holly.
I hope I got your names correct.
Perfect.
Oh, good. Names are very important. And also what's really important is knowing all the films that are going to be in town this week. Maybe you can tell us a little bit about, is this the first annual?
This is the first annual film festival. Yeah, we're hoping that if it's really successful, we'll have more of them. And we're going to be showing a number of films ranging from feature films, so Hollywood movies, to kid movies, family films in the mornings to invite youth to participate. And then we have a number of documentaries we'll be screening all day, Saturday and Sunday. And we also have a roundtable discussion planned and a keynote speaker who will be joining us as well.
And this all starts this Friday.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah.
And it'll be taking place at Larkspur Cafe on Friday and Saturday nights for the feature film. And we'll go over the schedule in more detail. And on the majority of the films and the roundtable and the keynote speaker will be at Centennial.
So film festivals. Mm-hmm. I guess the F sound is very difficult mm-hmm. for me this morning. Why food?
Well, food is hot right now. Everyone's talking about food. The local food movement has been growing exponentially in the past 5 years in the U.S. People are looking at the economy and what's happening, and they're tying local food production to building local economies so that we're not so much of a victim of whatever type of economic fluctuations are happening. So food is hot. Everyone's talking about food. People are talking about food resiliency. People are talking about what's happening in Sitka. What happens if a tsunami hits? What happens if the barge doesn't arrive? And so food is just a really hot topic right now. And people care about it. People are interested in it. There's a lot of backyard chickens. There's the community-supported fishery program. There's the fish-to-school program. And it's just food is a really hot issue right now in Sitka and across the country. And so we thought it's time to have a food film festival. And there's so many food films out there.
And are these films mostly documentary? Are they political? I mean, what sort of variety do you have?
We have everything. We're touching on every topic, mostly, I would say. Most of them are documentaries. We do have a number of shorts as well that we'll be screening. So our keynote speaker, Rob Kinnean, is a Tlingit chef, and he has produced a number of webisodes on how to prepare traditional foods. So he will be screening a few of those. So most of them are nonfiction. We are looking at the economy, the local food movement, how to get by on food stamps. We're also looking at the entertainment factor. So really, we see this as an opportunity to do education through storytelling and through entertainment.
Mm-hmm. That's good, because I think if you hear a food film festival, you might think, oh my gosh, this is going to be a downer.
Mm-mm.
This is going to be some tough love information mm-hmm. I need about food.
Some of them are. I mean, mm-hmm. it's what's happening. You know, there are a lot of very negative things happening around food and the impact on communities, the impact on the environment, the impact on farm workers, the impact on other countries' economies. There's some downers, but then there's also a lot. All of the films have an element of celebration and an element of hope. And so there's just a lot of potential. There are a lot of possibilities. There's, I think, a lot of feel-good moments that people can take with the takeaway after watching some of these films, and especially our feature films. They're fun. They're Hollywood films. They're, you know, you have popcorn and, you know, get a beer or a wine down at the Larkspur. I mean, they're fun food movies. And they're not depressing, and they're not sad. It's celebration of food, and it's an educational understanding of what's happening.
So we're going to get a nice, well-rounded mm-hmm. festival. And something mysterious about your feature films. You have a feature film Friday at 8:30 at the Larkspur Cafe, and another one Saturday at 8:30. but I don't know what this film is.
And that is intentional. It's a surprise. We hope that you'll come out and celebrate with us and have some good conversation and just kick back and watch the movie. We'll have popcorn and we'll have some special Alaskan sea salt there too. So it's intentional. It'll be a surprise. We'll announce the Saturday film during the main event, but the Friday one, just come out and be surprised, have a good time. It'll be a good one. We promise you'll enjoy it.
And so that's Friday, 8:30 p.m. is the first feature film at the Larkspur. And is there a fee for the films?
They're all free. And that's intentional. We really want this to be accessible for everyone. So come on out and participate. We don't want there to be any, you know, limitations or restrictions on anyone to join us. And we will, however, be accepting donations. We have a number of great sponsors that we'll name here in a minute that are helping us purchase the rights for the films. But it is not cheap. So we need your help to pay those films back.
Absolutely. And can we talk about the schedule on Saturday? Because it starts early at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
It does. It starts at 10 o'clock. And with Ratatouille, so which is a kids' film. A lot of you may have seen it. It's an animated film about a cooking rat in Paris. So nice Saturday morning movie to bring your kids out to see. And then at 12:30 is a movie called Ingredients. And it is a creative solution offered by farmers. And it really helps spur the local food movement and use local ingredients to create amazing dishes. At 2 o'clock is End of the Line, and that is about the effects of overfishing, why it's happened. It focuses on bluefin tuna and really looks at the industrial fishing industry and the role that they have had in overfishing and what can be done to prevent it. At 3:45 on Saturday is Two Angry Moms. And that is about the that's about the school lunch program and how these two moms took action to change the food that was being served to their kids and actually give them healthy, good local food instead of highly processed and sugary foods, which is not good for the kids. Okay, then at 5:30 to 6:30, there will be a roundtable discussion, and we'll be talking about local food resiliency. What does local food resiliency mean to Sitka? And we are going to have Doug Osborne facilitating this conversation. And we're going to look at the question of Sitka's food resiliency as it relates to some of the other issues that we'll see in the film. So how it relates to fishing policy, how it relates to international policies, how it relates to what's going on at the federal level, how it relates to what's going on locally, how Native communities are able to maintain their own local food resiliency in light of everything that is happening around them anyway. So that roundtable will be from 5:30 to 6:30, and we're going to have Tracy Gagnon will be speaking on the local. I'll be speaking on the international. We also have April Suski, who will be talking about the federal policies, and then we'll have two other guest speakers to cover the fishing aspect and some of the some Native aspects to this question of local food resiliency in Sitka. So then we will be ending the night on Saturday back at the Larkspur at 8:30 with another exciting featured Hollywood film with popcorn and drinks.
That's a full day.
It's a very full day. And then we have Sunday.
Yeah, so I'll speak to Sunday. Again, it starts at 10 a.m. at Centennial Hall, and we'll be showing Feast at Midnight, which is a family film, and it's about this boy who gets sent to a boarding school, and he starts this secret society and cooks amazing feasts at midnight with his friends. At 12:30, we'll be showing a movie called Food Fight, and this is really looking at bigger picture food policy and how it's been changing. At 2:30, we'll be showing an international film on Indian farmers and the devastating effects that GMO crops have had for them. And at 4 o'clock, we'll be showing Food Stamped, and this looks like a pretty neat film. It's a couple who takes the food stamp diet challenge, so they eat off of a food stamp budget for a week. At 6 o'clock, we'll have a keynote speaker. He's a Tlingit chef, Rob Kanin. He also does these webisodes called Store Outside Your Door. And I'll speak a little bit more to that in a minute. And at the end, our final film, well, actually, yeah, our final film for the whole event is Economics of Happiness. And I think this is a really great way to end the whole event. And it's really about community-based solutions and what we can do locally.
Lots of films, lots of opportunities to see them, donations accepted. And who are some of the sponsors?
We have the Sitka Conservation Society, Alaska Sustainable Fisheries Trust, SEARCH, the Food Co-op, Art Change, the Film Society, Alaska Pure Sea Salt Company, and the Larkspur Cafe. Thank you so much to them.
So a lot of different people representing the community to talk about the very popular topic of food. And if people need more information or want to recapture this schedule, what's the best way to get it?
There, you can go to sitkawild.org, and there is a lineup posted on our website. But there's posters around town, there's PSAs, and it's also, I believe, on the Raven calendar.
It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
And you could show up at Harrigan Centennial Hall during the day or the Larkspur Cafe at night.
Yes.
And unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you for joining me, Tracy and Andriana, to talk about the 2013 Food Film Festival. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Holly.